This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember the whole big thing when Apple launched the iPhone 5, how bad its maps were? The company's been trying to make amends ever since and at least make a respectable showing against Google. So in that vein, today Apple confirmed it's bought a startup called Wi-Fi Slam. It's an indoor mapping company, because the next frontier in navigation isn't using your smartphone to get from A to B. It's finding your way around inside B when you get there and making sure the marketers can, too. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
Indoor mapping uses Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, even sensors inside smartphones to help you find your way inside a building. It can also help marketers find you.
There's been a secret, quiet but really furious research and development war going on behind the scenes.
That's Eric Bovee, VP of Business Development of Indoors, an indoor navigation tech company. He says Microsoft, Google, Apple, even cell phone manufacturers like Samsung and HTC are all trying to gobble up indoor mapping technology. And it kind of makes sense.
People spend 80% of their time indoors.
And there are times when having a map inside a giant airport or store could be handy for a consumer.
You know, you're in a really large IKEA. IKEA is very maze-like. And, you know, you're looking for a certain kind of pillow. Well, there will be an IKEA app with navigation.
But it's not just about navigation. It's about marketing. Imagine you're looking for that pillow in a department store.
The pillow is on the second floor. Go up the stairs and turn right. While you're at it, why don't you get a new sweater? I'm just saying. I actually feel bad for you because your sweater is so terrible. Here is a 10% coupon.
That's not totally far-fetched.
There's also the analytics component.
Tony Costa is a senior analyst at Forrester Research. Retailers are willing to pay to know where customers go, where they linger, so they can target ads, for example.
So they could measure when somebody got an offer when they're, say, for example, leaving for lunch. And when they were within the vicinity of a store, they would get an offer, and then they could track that person then coming into the store and seeing the success rate of those offers.
He says we have early examples. Walmart has an app to help you find what's on your grocery list and an interactive map that tells you what's on sale. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.